This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. In Colorado and across the nation, emergency departments at pediatric hospitals are overflowing with kids who need intensive mental health treatment. Dr. Ron Lee Liao is the mental health in chief at Children's Hospital Colorado.
We had probably 81 kids last year who were essentially living with us at Children's Hospital Colorado because there was no other place in the state for them to go.
Dr. Liao says severe cases of mental illness used to peak around the start of school, but it's now become year-round. A judge has ruled that a school district near Colorado Springs violated federal law by denying care for a special needs child. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The child has spina bifida and multiple other disabilities that require tracheostomy and feed tubes. When the child lived in other districts in California and Colorado, she received homebound education and tutoring. The Academy 20 district, however, denied similar services and said the child could be educated at school. The judge ruled the child is entitled to education at home. The family's lawyer, Igor Rankin, says he has more lawsuits against Academy 20 than any other district.
I find them to be easily the most just outright hostile to special needs kids.
The district says it's committed to complying with the judge's order. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado players helped the U.S. women's Olympic soccer team in a big win Sunday. The U.S. won 4-1 against Germany. Coloradans Sophia Smith and Mallory Swanson and Lindsey Horan were all part of that winning effort. The win assured the U.S. a spot in the quarterfinals after two wins in two games. They play Australia on Wednesday. This is CPR News.